and lacking the possibility to ostracize someone, he or she is able to keep up the practice of dominating over others. And lastly, modern society is but a sequence of rituals of breaking up with nature. And it is not the nation state that empowers people, but the nation state empowering itself at the expense of people. And the problem is people reading things literally, judging the result, never the process. And strangely, when it is time to harvest, we know it is also the time to die out. And anyone connected to the Icarus complex will burn as the mega machine connected to it will approach the sun. Nothing is lost when thinking that even if they can destroy our nature, we can regenerate it. And in the indignation we can find in the conformist folk, we can find the truth that has been hidden to us, and that is the independence we can gain back in nature. And left to decide whether we want society to become a battleship or a spaceship or a bit of both, we ought to opt for the lifeboat. And there is a constant need of independence, as any new one, independence lead to a new form of dependence. We are ultimately outsiders, not because we are sick, but because society under the power structure is sick. And expectedly, where there is power, there are barking dogs. And keeping our passion in the center, everything else will have the power to rotate around it. And authority is such that after dominating the whole of the terrestrial nature, it is set to dominate extraterrestrial nature at the cost of jeopardizing the former. And those who wishes to teach with a stick ought to be taught with a stick. And when all the old good models die, we ought to consider to become one. And the poignant type of cynicism may be the only tactic to tackle an increasingly imperialistic system. And nature's erratic behavior is but the nerve-breaking factor of civilization. And the adventurous type is only a product of civilization and ought to be replaced with the mindful nomadism of the hunter-gatherers. And rather than going against the extractivist practices of civilization, we ought to extract from it in order to go back to a state of primordial nature. And disobedience ought to be learned in our day-to-day dealing with powerful people, so that when the call to arms occurs, we can desert them. And we may be called privileged, but we are as privileged as the most supernatural beings in the most supernatural prisons. And the generated byproducts of civilization brand themselves as steady while being totally psychopathic within. And one rather manifests the self as being stormy at times and sunny at times, rather than at all times gloomy. And ultimately, the regeneration of power is hindered by the plan for immortality, that power and its divine kingship is perpetrating. And ultimately, the problem is not to live ecologically, but to get rid of a centralized autocracy preventing to do so. We ought to worship the setting sun as it symbolizes the setting of any form of despotism. When one form of exploitation prevails, all other ones have to step up in order to keep the pace. Walk with your body and your soul, search for the forest around and within, and everything will be good again. And education is all about learning to sit so that the space shuttle of civilization can take off from the natural world. And civilization boosted humanity to then castrate it, both in its profanity, but especially in its spirituality. And either there is sincere gratefulness towards nature, or any culture is worthless and even harmful. And deprived of their strive for power, human initiatives are always the source of a biodiversity that the system irremediably crash. And ecologies of resistance shouldn't be taken literal, because it starts with the full unconditional engagement of each individual with his or her reality. And interestingly, the most civilized are the most vulnerable to apocalyptic catastrophes. And we either expand horizontally and gain meaning, or expand vertically and gain power, only to purchase meaning we can never relate to. And the offspring flips out, and we try to put a remedy when in fact the problem at the source is the very regimentation we subscribe to. And ultimately, what seems to be left is to get back to the cave and recover our human culture there. And depending on our greediness, we can either capitalize and be powerful, or retreat in search for a human ecology and resist. And the more progressive part takes over, but always leaving a vacuum in which the regressive part establishes itself. And life seems like a long waiting to know the ultimate moral of the story. And history is that of a continuous displacement between people closer to nature with people progressing further away from it. And when the industrial society knows how to do disaster, it pursues it all the way until total annihilation. And any new ideological phenomena is but the consequences of a new medium of communication. And if we don't submit ourselves a bit as slaves to the greedy ones, they will find a way to get us completely enslaved. And higher ambitions is always what makes the base so lost and disoriented. And the destiny of even the most rebellious humans is to wander in an ocean of decaying standardization. And as the Prussians came to obey the Prussian weather, they came to obey the Prussian authority. And our duty is to educate as much as we can into nature, to then let the pupils decide to rebel against the denaturalizing system. And big lasting changes only occurs with small persistent actions. And all that civilization is good at is creating incubators to grow even more powerful. And since there isn't any more any forest we can relate to, any exploration we undertake, we have to undertake with the forest we nurture from within. And if nothing else, our intimate culture will be the only shield to protect our ecologies from an increasing autocracy. And populism is all about making big again when it is about time to make it small once and for all. And any type of institutionalized collaboration is but a camouflaged competition that can only be erased in the institution of nature alone. And the greatest disillusion is to get accustomed to a wealth that will inevitably recede. And liberalism is but the gate through which autocracies come and go. And we come to a point that life is but the act of disobedience to the system. And under any regime, what is left of culture is but the cover of the culture preceding this regime. And rewilding seems the rational solution that a rationality-driven humanity cannot accept in its too highly developed stage.